Matty Keenan with his isolation diaries is on the line right now. Matty, you can almost, you're almost at the front gate now, just waiting for the time to elapse and you can move outside your confines.
I can smell the finish line, Dwayne. It's just around the corner. Thursday, the 2nd of April, I'm released from quarantine, that self-isolation, but I don't think a whole lot's going to change, to be perfectly honest.
So you think you'll just stay home? When your time elapsed, you won't go outside of your gate and breathe the air and go down to the shop and just at least get a run in? You will stay...
I'll get a run in. I'll definitely get a run in. Yeah, I have got a little bit of cabin fever. I'm turning to Spider-Man. I am climbing the walls a little bit. I'll get a run in. I'll maybe, you know, I'll take the kids out for a couple of laps around the block, that sort of thing. But, you know, going and do the shopping, I'm actually curious to go down to the local grocery store, the supermarket, and just see what it's like with all the shops closed in Heidelberg and all the shops with the cafes at the front all closed down, no seats at the front, and actually seeing how quiet it is. Because for 2 weeks, my existence has been my house, and that's it. And it's quite strange.
So your anniversary tomorrow, I understand you're going to be able to, because you're not allowed to shop for just a gift. You can shop, you'll have to give her like, I don't know, Brussels sprouts or something. So you have to go and shop for an item you need. You can't go and shop for a nice blouse.
Well, it's too late to get something online and have that delivered. I haven't had an opportunity to go out shopping at all because I've been in home isolation for 2 weeks. So I'm hoping the fact that my anniversary has fallen on April Fool's Day, that was always going to work in my advantage anyway. I thought that was good planning, Dwayne. So if I forgot in the morning, I could always say, got you, by mid-afternoon. But, you know, my saving grace could be that she hasn't got me anything either, and then I'm off the hook, surely, and I don't need to get an IOU.
Surely there's some disposable item from the shop that you kind of do need that she'll love. She's a chocolate lover, or is it like corn chips?
She's a chocolate lover, and she services herself with the chocolate, don't worry. We've got a snack jar or a snack cupboard above the fridge that the kids can't get to without dragging a chair along the kitchen floor, so she gets a warning bell, and it is loaded at the moment, absolutely loaded. What I have managed to do is I asked her to go shopping today, and she's managed to get a nice leg of lamb, or the pretty basic slow roast, have a nice bottle of wine that we actually bought the year that we got engaged, which was in 2005. We'll have that tomorrow night. Sit outside, just my wife and I, our two kids, and, you know, it'll be nice because that's the, you know, last official day of quarantine, but I reckon I can hang out with the family in the backyard on that day.
Yeah, wine and chocolate still an essential item. I don't think flowers are, but you can always... Surely you've got a couple growing in the backyard you can wrap up, but it's just a thought that counts, even if it's wildflowers. Hey, Matty, you've been doing some work whilst home, I understand.
Yeah, I've been doing some work with SBS and doing a series of interviews with writers that are in lockdown at the moment. And one of them was with Jack Haig. And Jack Haig's a guy from Bendigo who I think can finish top 10 at the Tour de France at some stage. And this has been, you know, scheduled to be a really big year for him. But in addition to being a pro bike rider, he owns and runs a cafe with his wife as well in Andorra. And Andorra is a tax haven, and a lot of athletes live in Andorra for the reasons that it's a tax haven. But because it's a tax haven, they're not getting the same financial support as what some of the businesses are in places like Australia. So now he's on the brink of, do we shut the doors on this business and foreclose, or do we try and keep it going? And he's a 26-year-old who's a pro bike rider and has got the jobs of six other people as a responsibility for him. And that's a pretty big decision for a 26-year-old to make as to whether he puts six people out of a job or not. Meanwhile, he was expecting this year to be his big focus to be around the Tour de France. So it was a really interesting chat with him last night. And it caught me by surprise because I'd prepared for the interview with a whole bunch of cycling-related questions to talk to him about. And he opened up with the discussion about the fact that he's got that business with his wife and do we put six people out of work? And then 2 days before his team pulled out of Paris-Nice, one of his big early season targets, one of the guys that he trained with quite regularly, who's a retired pro cyclist, dropped dead of a heart attack at 40 years of age. So it was quite a different sort of a chat to what I anticipated. And his perspective on the coronavirus was, you know, quite different to what I'd anticipated in terms of, you know, what the inconvenience was for him. He's got a much, much broader view on the world rather than the initial impact on him. He's really thinking about the people whose work he's got in his hands and the family of the guy who passed away just a couple of weeks ago.
Nice stuff, Matty. Can't wait to get those running shoes on and get down to the gate and get the starter's block position and get ready to launch yourself when it expires. I'll have a chat to you tomorrow if you've got some time. Thanks a lot for joining me.
Absolutely. And if the run's quick, I'll post it on Strava. If it's slow, I'll just post a photo.
Nice work. Matt Keenan, the voice of cycling around the world, joining me as part of his isolation diaries.